Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, and, well, we're going to have just a little something a little different for the first half hour this afternoon. We've got with us John Stoberski. John, am I pronouncing your name right there, John? John, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, fine. And, of course, you are with this group of pilots. What is it, Pilots for Christ, or what's the organization?
Jesus is Lord Air Support Ministries.
Jesus is Lord Air Support Ministry, and you're going to be at the local air show, I understand, this coming weekend down in Salinas.
That's correct. We'll be bringing either four or five airplanes. We're trying for five. We're building one of the engines right now, and we'll be at least four airplanes.
All right, fine. And then, of course, you're going to have to be taking people up for flights at the local air show. And
We don't advertise as doing flights, but if you talk to the individual pilots and twist their arm just the right way, you might be able to talk somebody into giving a ride.
All right, fine. Now, of course, the air show is, what, Friday and Saturday? Saturday and Sunday, isn't it?
Saturday and Sunday, but I believe they're doing a practice on Friday. Usually warm up and make sure everything rehearses outright or whatever they do, I'm not sure.
All right, fine. Now, when are you actually going to be arriving with your planes?
We'll be arriving on Friday, I think mid-afternoon, I believe it is.
All right, fine. And, of course, you're going to be flying up there in formation, and these are planes. How will people be able to pick out your planes?
They're all multicolored, polished, very highly polished aluminum. Multicolored airplanes, one's red with checkerboards and bright rainbows across the side. They all say Jesus Christ is Lord on the side. One of them is red, one of them is yellow and orange, one is, two of them are purple, one is just multicolored Jesus Christ is Lord across the side of the airplane. Very, very shiny airplanes with checkerboards on the tails.
All right, fine. Now, what do you hope to accomplish, with coming to the air show? What is your objective?
The objective is to introduce people to Christ, to bring back people to Christ, to attract people to Christ, to interact with people, and somehow either plant a seed, water that seed, fertilize that seed, or something, whatever it has that God has to do. It's always a big attraction. People come up to the airplanes, they like the airplanes, and it's an opportunity to interact with the public and an opportunity to introduce them to Christ.
And, of course, the thing is that there's a constant battle to try to get people. We have so many disillusioned people in the world today, people looking for meaning for life, and they seem to sort of feel that they've lost it going to so many of our churches. So how do you actually evangelize people? What do you do to try to actually, to try to make them understand the significance of the Christian message?
It's very, very foundational. Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay for your sins and my sins and everyone's sins. And so many times there are people who have heard that or understand it or haven't really taken it into their heart. Maybe they have the head knowledge or heard it and been to church and things like this. If you keep it simple and real, no big fancy puffed up stories and flailing your arms and stuff like this, it's personal, one-on-one interaction with the people, showing them you are a real person, too. And giving your own testimony is very effective. Sometimes just praying with the people inspires them to really get right with God or to decide that, yes, this is what they want to do. It's trying to be real.
Hang on there. We'll be back in just a minute. We're bringing another station on, so we'll repeat a little of what we've said. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this afternoon is Joseph Staberski, who's the founder of Jesus is Lord Air Ministry, and they're going to be coming to the air show that's going to be held in Salinas. If you're here in the central coast of California, they put on a great show every year. This group of pilots, how many actually pilots do you actually have affiliated with your organization, John?
We have about five in the core group, but there's a few floaters that sometimes show up, and there's a few new people always coming in, and new pilots are always getting checked out and so on, but there's a core group of about five people.
And, of course, they go to air shows, and they bring their shiny planes in, and, of course, it blazoned on the side as Jesus is Lord, ready to attract people's attention and then hope that it will be an opening for them to begin to talk about our Lord. Would that be a fair statement?
That's very accurate.
And, of course, do you have any tracks that you pass out? Or?
We do have tracks, and that's not really as effective as the one-on-one personal interaction, the heart-to-heart talking with people. Sometimes they're aviators, and they've got a heart for aviation and a heart for Christ. And you can bring the two together, and that's, talk about Psalm 37, verse 4, rejoice yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. When you come to have a fun time at an air show, for example, a weekend off, or go bring the kids out or something like this, and all of a sudden somebody brings Jesus Christ to you, it sometimes is very, very effective for the people that weren't expecting a touch from God. All of a sudden they get a touch from God and an inspiration, a motivation. There's so many testimonies of things that happen, so many people who are touched in different ways. It's very, very interesting on how often something unexpected happens, and when it's all in God's hands, it's amazing what he does.
And, of course, really, this is sort of a novel idea. Is there anything else quite like this in the air show circuit?
I haven't seen anything like it.
All right. Now, are you a full-time pilot or just a weekend pilot or what?
I'm a full-time pilot for my career, and on the weekends I go to air shows with the air ministry.
Sort of like the mailman who goes hiking on Sunday, then.
Yeah.
All right, fine. So you'll have at least four planes. Now, do you actually own the planes, or are they certainly belong to the individual pilots?
One of our pilots owns his own airplanes, but yes, I do own the rest.
Okay, fine. And so you're actually rebuilding the engine on one of them?
Yeah, there's a certain amount of time you're allowed to put on the engine before it starts to wear out. And basically, this airplane is at that time, so we're rebuilding the engine, hoping to have it there at Salinas on this weekend.
All right, fine. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is John Staberski, who is with Jesus is Lord Air Ministry, and they're going to be in the Salinas area this coming weekend at the big air show we're having. And if you're there, why, we certainly hope that you'll stop by and say hello to John and to the other pilots who are there, and hopefully they'll get this last plane. Are you an A&E? Who's doing the rebuilding of the engine, the fifth plane?
Yes, I'm an A&P mechanic, and I've been an AMP mechanic for 17 or 18, something like that, years.
So you can actually do the work on your own planes. It isn't quite as expensive as you had to go out and hire to have it done.
Yeah, I tell you what, the AMP mechanic license paid for itself over and over and over and over. I can't tell you how convenient it is to just carry a bag full of tools, and if something breaks, you just fix it.
Right. Well, you hope it doesn't, of course, break when you're up there in the air, but it doesn't happen very often. I've always been amazed at how safe why a small plane flying really is.
Yeah, especially if you stay ahead of the game with preventative maintenance, regular, they call them inspections. Every so often, the airplane has to be inspected, and we do something called a 100-hour inspection, which is not required for the way we operate, but we do more inspections than what's required just to stay ahead of the game.
All right, fine. Well, if anybody's out in the listening audience would like to give us a call, our guest is John Staberski, and he's the founder and, I guess, sort of the chief honcho there. And the other people come, and, of course, they dedicate their time and their expertise so that they can go to the air shows, and they're there to attract people's attention to this idea of Jesus Christ. Of course, people go for a good time. They go for the excitement, and there is always an air of excitement at any one of the air shows, and this is a very, very good one. And they usually have the wall of fire, and they're going to have something looks like a big dinosaur that spurts fire this time. They've had this in the past, but it's always sort of an exciting time. So I know certainly we're looking forward to it. We're going to be there. And if people out in the listening audience are not planning on going to the air show, shame on you. Well, what is the message you'd like to leave with our listeners this afternoon?
Jesus Christ loves you. God loves you so much that he sent his only son to die for your sins so that he could have fellowship with you. And you've got to remember that. Whether you're a Christian or not a Christian, you've got to know that and remember that in your heart. Because someday you're going to face God. And you need to understand that you have been forgiven. You need to know that now. You need to live in the joy of knowing that God loves you so much that he'll even forgive, yes, that sin. That sin. The one that so easily snares you. The one that gets you. God forgave you for that sin by Jesus' blood. You've got to remember that. And he wants to have fellowship with you. He will do anything to have fellowship with you. He loves you that much, and your sin is forgiven if you'll accept that Jesus Christ has paid for your sin with his own blood.
But, of course, you have to accept the forgiveness does not come if there's not an act on our part.
Right.
And I think that's really so it's important that all of us one day are going to stand before the gates of heaven. And, you know, the thing is that the eternity is an awfully long time. I think that we all have to realize that there really is a God and that there is a time of judgment. And however, if we have accepted the gift of salvation, we will not have to face the judgment for what we've done. So it's a wonderful, wonderful message, and we certainly look forward to seeing you over there, John. Do you have anything you'd like to say before we let you go?
Keep your eyes in the sky. Maybe you'll see us. We fly in a cross formation, and hopefully we'll see you there at the air show.
All right, fine. Well, we'll certainly be stopping by to see you. Thank you so very much for being with us. God bless you for what you're doing, and have a safe flight up here.
God bless you, too, and thank you so much for having us.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. That was John, and so I think hope that many of you are here in the Monterey Bay area will be getting over to see him. So basically what we're going to do is, of course, have open lines for the rest of this hour, and if you're out there and the listening audience would like to give us a call, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And I think one of the biggest issues before the United States at the present time is what impact is Katrina and Rita going to have on our American economy? And of course, if you were reading the financial papers and the speeches by our financial leaders before Katrina and Rita, they were all predicting that we were really at the top of the economic cycle, and the Elliott Wave Theory, which I think has really been very, very routine, said that we were going to be expecting a dramatic decrease in the economy at this time, that all of the figures show that we were moving into a recession. And, you know, then, of course, we know that the rising price of oil, and it was up to actually about $2.50, $2.60 even before Katrina came down. And since then, of course, we've seen gasoline, much of it over $3 a gallon. But, of course, what we're talking about is what's going to happen as we move into winter, increasing demand for heating oil, increasing demand for natural gas. How is that going to impact on our economy? And, John, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm going to let you go. But thank you very much, and really appreciate you being with us.
All right, thank you for having us.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, that was John, and certainly we're looking forward to seeing him this weekend. But the question is, what will it mean if we actually see the economy beginning moving into contraction? Now, one of the things that they have done, and it's really been very, very clever, they've created an artificial prosperity. They have created assets that didn't exist. And by promoting the housing bubble so that people could actually cash in their homes, you know, for three or four times what it actually paid for it. I had a friend of mine who bought a condominium in Florida, I think it was 5 years ago, and it's gone up something like, I think it's up to about $550,000. So it's almost tripled in value over the last 5 or 6 years. Now, think of the implications of that. He can turn around, he can sell that, and suddenly we have all this money, but what's the basis of the money? Absolutely nothing. In other words, we create these artificial assets, we create wealth, out of nothing. And that's what we've done with the housing bubble. We've done the same thing with the stock market. And we've held the stock market up, certainly with very little justification for that. Certainly some of our corporations are making good profits, but they're not making them here in the United States. Those corporations are making their money over in China. They're making their money in Mexico, although most of the Mexican plants are moving to China because the workforce there is certainly so much more dependable that the certainly the environmental laws and the availability of electricity and power are readily available over there. And you don't have all the red tape to setting up an industry in China that you have here in the United States. So we're doing everything we can to encourage our industries to move overseas. We're doing everything we can to encourage our jobs to move overseas. In fact, we've told this story before, but one of my friends has a business back in Boston. He's in construction. And one day into his office comes two nicely dressed architects. They're obviously from India. And they are saying that they will do work for him there at about a third the price of what he can get it done in the United States, designing buildings. And of course, they with the FedEx and overnight mail, they can get things back, you know, within 24 hours to him. Then, of course, you know, he said, but, you know, what about local planning? You know, we have to get permits. Oh, we have people here who'll do that sort of thing. Well, my friend was a little taken aback to think that, you know, that the people who are architects here in the United States, who are used to making their living here, suddenly now are in competition with architects, well-trained architects, very intelligent architects, architects who can speak excellent English, who have been trained in India, and now they're going to begin competing with the architects right here in the United States. So my friend asked his brother-in-law, I believe it was, you know, if he'd run into anything of this sort, and he said that he had actually been contacted with people from both China and Korea who would do exactly the same thing. And suddenly we find that people here in the United States who think they're secure because they have a profession are going to be replaced or going to be in competition with people who work for a fraction of what they're working for. And you have to understand this is all part of the master plan. The people who are running the world know exactly what they're doing. They're redistributing the wealth of the American people, but they cannot tell the American people what they're really up to, because if the American people knew, they would be furious. But the purpose is to lower our living standards systematically, and we're already seeing how they were breaking the back of the unions in the airlines. The airlines had it really so good for such a long period, and you work for the airlines, you work for them, the major airlines, and hey, you were making $100,000 a year, and you're going to retire with a pension at $100,000 a year and full medical coverage. And I'll tell you, there are an awful lot of people who are getting ready to retire from Delta and Northwestern, and they're wondering if they're going to have any sort of a retirement. And this same thing is going to happen in the automotive industry. It's going to happen in industries all across America as the corporations crush the unions with the help of the leaders of the unions. You have to understand that the leadership of the unions has been controlled by our great corporations for many, many years. And they pretend to fight back and forth. It's sort of like Amos and Andy. You know, and of course, they have had very, very high living standards for our people for a long period of time. And we've been so happy that things were so good here in America, where they were so terrible throughout the world. But now comes the time when we're going to have to actually pay. Time has come to pay the piper. And you're beginning to find that many of the people who thought that they had security, people who work for General Motors or for Ford, question is, what's going to happen to their pensions? What's going to happen to the people who work for Delta, or the pilots, or the airline employees for Delta or Northwestern, or so many of the other major corporations? And suddenly their pensions are beginning to come into question. There's of course a government fund that's supposed to protect them. It's the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. And it has a lot of money, so that nobody has to worry. The trouble is, it's already $23 billion in debt. It's looking at another $60 or $80 billion in the very near future, as all of these corporations are beginning finding one or another vehicle or means of getting out from their pension obligations. So it's about time people understand that what's happening is not by accident. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. I'd like to know what you think about what's going on today.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, The Rules of Engagement, 2.5 gripping hours of the story of a government onslaught under a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, The Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or would respond normally. Waco, The Rules of Engagement is currently unavailable. Through regular sources, call 1-800-5-HIB-WAR right now.
Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health despite their fatty diet because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
In the last 3 years, gold and silver have been quietly attracting the attention of the smart money investor. And that's with no small wonder when you consider that in those last 3 years, gold has risen over 50% and silver has nearly doubled. So, are you in profit yet? You might think so if you bought gold or silver coins in the last 3 years. And true enough, some coins have increased by as much as 70%. So how do you know how much your portfolio has gained or lost? With a quick call to the asset management professionals at Colonial Resources. 1-800-685-4042. Colonial Resources will give you current market quotes on your gold or silver bullion and collector coins. If you're ready to sell, Colonial pays higher prices for your coins than almost anyone in the industry. And if you doubt that, call the company that sold them to you and ask what they'd buy them for, and then call us. To find out where you stand in the rapidly changing precious metals market, call Colonial Resources today, toll free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we're going to have open lines for the rest of the time. We've been talking about what's happening financially, and of course, I believe a lot of what's going on today is to take our attention away from the fact that we are moving towards the collapse of our economy and replacing it with a cashless society. And of course, we are moving away from the sovereignty of our nation towards the New World Order, the New World Religion. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And we've got Todd calling from Louisiana. Hi, Todd. Did you have a question or comment?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Yes, I have a comment, and it's actually a scripture verse from Isaiah 2, verse 6. And before I read it, I'm a preacher, and I study the scripture pretty diligently, and I study a lot on ancient Israel and the prophets and how they began to fall away and degenerate from God. And there are so many startling parallels, Dr. Stan, from ancient Israel to modern America. And this scripture here just leaped out at me, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 6, on the subject of comparing it with our modern-day loss of jobs to China. And it says, "Therefore thou hast forsaken thy people, the house of Jacob, because they be replenished from the east, and are soothsayers like the Philistines, and they please themselves in the children of strangers." And that "replenished from the east," that leaped out at me, because ancient Israel, one of their many signs of degeneration was they were being replenished from a foreign country in the east and destroying their economy. And we're seeing the same exact thing, history repeating itself in modern America. And it's just startling to see how the Bible will always nail the problem down.
Well, the next sentence, next verse is very important. "Their land also is full of silver and gold, and neither is there any end to their treasures. Their land is also full of horses, and neither is there any end of their chariots. Their land also is full of idols, and they worship the works of their hands, and which their own fingers have made." In other words, you hear this attitude by our leaders: "Oh, we're going to build the World Trade Center bigger and better than ever. We're going to rebuild New Orleans bigger and better than ever." And you know, it's not that we look to God and we ask for his forgiveness for our sins. It's what we're going to do on our own. "And God, you help us to do a better job so we can be richer and stronger and more powerful and bring about what we believe in, that is the New World Order," which is, of course, exactly the opposite from what God wants. He does not want a world government, at least not until one that he creates, not one that we create. Right. And what most people don't understand is that the major force of driving this whole move towards world government, the major force driving the world towards a new world religion, the major force driving the world towards financial collapse, are the small group of evil people who rule America, and they don't even make any question about it. You read the things said at the meetings of the Council on Foreign Relations, they're up on the Internet, and they talk about how we rule America. And there's no humility there at all, is there, Todd?
That's right, Dr. Stan. But there's one other thing I would like to say that's very heavy on my heart for our listeners and for all the Christians especially, that all the talk and the financial advice I hear on Patriot Radio and shows is very good advice, and I appreciate it, and I appreciate the guests you have on, men such as Bob Chapman, excellent advice. But one thing I don't seem to hear, and maybe I've missed it, but it's so important, and it's really the number one thing when it comes to being financially stable and blessed of the Lord, and that is giving. We must, specifically, we must be giving to the poor. And I have found one of the things that the Lord really blesses is sponsoring children that need sponsoring, poor children in other countries, things of that nature. Christians need to make sure they are giving, because gold and silver will never secure them if they are not giving from a cheerful and joyful heart regularly. And how much they give is between them and God, but they need to give or they will find a curse upon their finances.
I think you're absolutely right. And of course, we talk a lot about all the things you ought to do from a material point of view. Maybe we don't emphasize as much as what we should about the importance of the spiritual, because we can make all the preparations we want to. But if God is going to destroy this country, he's going to destroy it, and perhaps us right along with it. Our job is to be sure we're right with him. Because I'm sure there were Christians among those who died. You know, down there in New Orleans, as in every war, there are Christians who are dying in the Middle East. You know, and God didn't ever tell us that he was going to keep us from all harm. But, of course, he would give us the strength to go through what we were supposed to go through. And in the end, if we die, where we're going to go to be with him.
Yeah. And I guess I ought to qualify what I just said also, Dr. Stan, because in the day and time we live, there's so many ministries that are so corrupt that we absolutely should not give to. And I would like to qualify that statement and say, please don't give to any ministries on television, because I don't believe they're of God. But you can find really good Christian works to give to if you look and you search, and God will bless. And we do not have any guarantee that even we're not going to lose things, even if we are giving. We should give anyway, whether we are trying to preserve wealth or not. But We certainly cannot preserve wealth with worldly advice without having a cheerful, giving spirit.
Amen to that. Thank you so very much.
Yes.
Bye-bye. God bless.
Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City? Well, a very important video is the cover-up in Oklahoma City. It really consists of film clips that were actually taken from video footage shot during the first 2 or 3 days after the bombing. And you'll actually hear the commentators in Oklahoma City talking about the second bomb, the third bomb that had been disarmed. Now, if they were actually disarming bombs there, why didn't we hear that throughout the rest of the country? You'll actually hear an interview with one of the gentlemen who was in the Murrah building at the time that the bomb went off, and he had time then to jump underneath his desk before the blast blew in from outside. Obviously, there were two bombs, one inside, one outside. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Now, I think you have to understand that the tragedy of what's unfolding over in Iraq is a wonderful diversion from what's really going on here in the United States. And if you really analyze what's going on today, you need to look at the similarities between what happened in Vietnam back, between about 1962 and about 1974. And during that 12-year period, why the United States government and our Western European allies were giving massive loans to the Soviet Union. And then we built the Kama River plant, the largest truck building plant anywhere in the world. We've expanded the Ford Motor plant in Gorky in Russia. We actually put up the money to build the Fiat Motor plant there in Russia so that they could have lots of cars. And we were giving them massive loans, and those loans were then being used to build the planes and the anti-aircraft weapons that were going to be used to kill our boys in Vietnam. There is no way that this little tiny country the size of the state of Mississippi could have fought the United States for 10 years and won the war unless we had wanted it to happen. We didn't go over there to defeat communism. We went over there as a wonderful diversion as we brought the The new society and all of these socialist programs to the United States took God out of our schools, changed our immigration laws, centralized all power in Washington, D.C., found a woman had a right to abortion, and all of the corrupting things that happened during the Vietnam War, as our attention was diverted from what was going on here at home. And of course, what they did is they didn't even bother to tax us for the war. We didn't have to pay for the war. We got all that carnage real cheap. We just borrowed it from the next generation. But of course, you know, by the time the war had ended and in the aftermath of the war, we suddenly began to get runaway inflation. And had it not been that Paul Volcker in 1980 had massively raised our taxes, our interest rates up to about well over 20%, 20-21%, why, of course, the dollar would have collapsed at that time. Well, look at what we're doing today there. Now, you have to understand that America was financing the Russians, who are the primary source of military supplies and financing for the North Vietnamese. So let's fast forward now to where we are in Iraq. Now, we're fighting an insurgency. We're fighting, of course, the people in Iraq and the people who are coming in from outside who oppose our occupation. And you have to understand that everything has been done to destabilize Iraq. We dissolved the army. The army there could have kept law and order. But, of course, once we dissolved the army, it became very obvious we had no intention of coming in and restoring a stable government and pulling out. We were going to stay there indefinitely, and many of the Iraqis, because of their Muslim beliefs, were infuriated by that. And, of course, it goes back to the Crusades of ancient times. The infidels are occupying the Holy Land of the Muslims. And then we dissolved the police force, and then we dissolved the civil service. But nobody ever asked who is financing the insurgency. Insurgents, you know, certainly have to get money from someplace, and the suicide bombers, their families are being taken care of. Who's funding this? Funding is coming from Saudi Arabia. But we, of course, are funding Saudi Arabia. We're stabilizing their government. We're, you know, we're buying their oil. Why don't we simply give them an ultimatum? This will stop tomorrow. Because we don't want it to stop tomorrow. Iraq, you know, is a wonderful diversion. Of course, I do believe we intend to keep our troops there indefinitely. But that, of course, is serving to distract the attention of the American people from what's going on here at home. Well, if you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If there were really a threat to America from terrorism, if we were really fighting, you know, the terrorists over on the streets of Baghdad because we don't want to have to fight them in New York, why hasn't the government sealed our border? If there really is a threat from terrorism, why hasn't there been a serious terrorist attack in the United States since September 11th, 2001, for over 4 years? If there really is a serious terrorist threat in the United States, why is the government doing everything they can to block the arming of our pilots on our airliners? Because certainly they could hijack another plane if they wanted to. The pilots in most of our planes are not armed. If there is really a threat from terrorism in America, and certainly one of the most easiest things to do would be to get a surface-to-air missile smuggled in over our open borders, why has the administration done everything they could to block putting the same sort of defensive rockets or flares or whatever they have on the back of Israeli planes, on the back of our military planes? Why don't we have that sort of thing on our airliners to protect the American people? And I would like to suggest that our leaders really understand what's going on, but they don't want the American people to understand. They have a plan. The plan is to bring about a one-world government and a new world religion. And what we're doing is diverting the American people from understanding that. And, of course, one of the things that's going to bring this about will be the collapse of the American economy. And they're doing everything they can to run up massive debts here in the United States. You know, you could not be foolish enough to think that you can finance this war by simply cutting taxes, and that's what we're doing. The Republicans are insisting that we continue cutting taxes. Now, I'm all in favor of cutting taxes. I think the government has far too much money. But the problem is that you can't keep spending money and keep cutting taxes without destroying the economy. Could it possibly be that that's exactly what they're up to? There was an article I read just this morning where, of course, Alan Greenspan was quoted as having told the a leader of one of the foreign central banks, I think it was the French central bank, but don't hold me to that, that he was very disturbed by the fact that the administration has abandoned any sort of budgetary restraint. In other words, it was bad enough that we were going to have a $330 billion deficit. And, of course, then we were going to have an extra $50 billion deficit to finance the Iraqi war. And now they want to spend another $200 billion on rebuilding the New Orleans. What possible justification is there for that? Well, it doesn't make any sense unless you understand that they want to destroy our economy. If you understand that, it makes all sorts of sense. I'd like your thoughts on that. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You cannot have a monetary system unless you have some sort of responsibility. If the government can just keep creating artificial assets out of absolutely nothing, and pretty soon you begin getting to the point where money loses its value. And when money loses its value, of course, the people then begin to lose confidence in the whole system. Could it be that that's what they really want? And the people say, our system has failed. Maybe we're going to have a new system. Maybe if we had a world government, we'd have more responsible people than we have today. I mean, there's nothing new under the sun. The same thing had happened in ancient Greece. In fact, you've heard me have the quotation before of Aristotle, who said, there's absolutely nothing wrong with fiat money, as long as you have perfect authority and godlike wisdom in kings. You had Thomas Jefferson saying that, talking back, you know, in the early 1800s, that how our country was to be ruined by a deluge of paper money, as we were formerly by the old continental paper. It was Daniel Webster who said, of all the contrivances for cheating the laboring classes of mankind, none has been more effective than that which deludes them with paper money. Of all the contrivances for cheating the laboring classes of mankind, none has been more effective than that which deludes them with paper money. And then Alan Greenspan's statement back in 1965. And you've heard it before, but I want you to listen to it again. In the absence of the gold standard, there is no way to protect savings from confiscation to inflation. There is no safe store of value. If there were, the government would have to make its holding illegal, as was done in the case of gold. The financial policy of the welfare state requires that there be no way for the owners of wealth to protect themselves. This is the shabby secret of the welfare state's tirade against gold. Deficit spending is simply a scheme for the confiscation of wealth. Let me read that again. In the absence of the gold standard, there is no way to protect savings from confiscation through inflation. There is no safe storage of value. If there were, the government would have to make its holding illegal, as was done in the case of gold. The financial policy of the welfare state requires that there be no way for the owners of wealth to protect themselves. This is the shabby secret of the welfare state's tirade against gold. Deficit spending is simply a scheme for the confiscation of wealth. Deficit spending is a scheme for the confiscation of wealth. Ladies and gentlemen, we have massive deficit spending. In the last 2 years, we have increased the federal deficit almost $1 trillion. Now, they lie about, of course, what they're doing, because they tell you what the federal deficit is, but they don't tell you that they're spending all the money that's supposed to be going into Medicare and Medicaid, which is why the debt goes up far more than the so-called deficit goes up. And if you look and see where we were, you know, a year ago and then 2 years ago, as far as the federal deficit, at the end of this fiscal year, we will be up almost $1 trillion. In fact, Congress now is trying to pass emergency legislation so we'll be able to pay our bills in this coming months. So they're going to have to raise the debt level again. The debt level is up over $7.83 trillion. I think that was the latest figure I got about 2 weeks ago. $7.83 trillion, and we're soon going to be well over $8 trillion in national debt, and we're spending far more than our gross domestic product. Let me simply close this program then by reading once again those words of the former chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, Paul Volcker, and writing an article on the 10th of April of this year in the Washington Post. And you can pull it down. I suggest you go to Google and type in Paul Volcker, Washington Post, April 10th, 2005. And here's what he said. Under the placid surface, there are disturbing trends, huge imbalances, disequilibria, risks, call them what you will. Altogether, the circumstances seem to me as dangerous and intractable as I can remember, and I can remember quite a lot. What really concerns me is that it seems there's so little willingness or capacity to do much about it. Personal savings in the United States have practically disappeared. To be sure, businesses have begun to rebuild their financial reserves, but in the space of a few years, the federal deficit has come to offset that source of national savings. What holds it all together is a massive and growing flow of capital from abroad, running to more than $2 billion every working day and growing. More recently, we've become more dependent on foreign central banks, particularly in China and Japan and elsewhere in East Asia. The difficulty is that this seemingly comfortable pattern can't go on indefinitely. I don't know of any country that has managed to consume and invest 6% more than it produces for long. The United States is absorbing about 80% of the net flow of international capital, and at some point, both central banks and private institutions will have their fill of dollars. I don't know whether change will come with a bang or a whimper, whether sooner or later, but as things stand, it is more likely than not it will be financial crises rather than policy foresight that will force the change. A wise observer of the economy once commented that what can be left to later usually is, and then alas, it's too late. I don't want to let stand as the epitaph of what has been an unparalleled period of success for the American economy and of enormous potential for the world at large. And what he's basically saying is we're facing a financial collapse. Stephen Roach, about 2 years ago, he's a chief economist at Morgan Stanley, at a private meeting, said that there was a 90% chance we were facing a financial Armageddon. 10% chance we might be able to muddle through, but a 90% chance we were facing a financial Armageddon. Well, let's go to Larry, who's calling for Paso Robles. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Dr. Stan?
Okay, fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, just a comment more. I had gotten the book from you, Dr. Jekyll, The Creature of Jekyll Island.
Right.
And I started reading that, and it's just amazing. I was reading the second chapter, I couldn't help it. I was laughing almost hysterically at the way that the money system is set up, that they can borrow money, and it goes, then they lend it out, and that's an asset for them, and yet it's a liability at the same time.
It really is amazing that they've been able to pull this charade on the American people for so long, but as long as times are good, nobody's going to be under question how this whole thing is constituted, and it's the whole economy is built upon debt.
Right, and again, I was just listening to the radio this afternoon. I had tuned it into a station so I could catch the local college playing football, and it was just on still. And Michael Savage was on there, and he was talking about how good the economy is. It's just great economy, and I'm just like, what is he talking about?
Well, Michael Savage is a great entertainer.
Yes, he is that.
And I think that we have to understand that right now things look very, very good, and look at the earnings of our corporations. They're making all sorts of money, but they're making over in communist China. But what impact is the rising price of oil and heating oil and natural gas? All of this is part of a contrived shortage, but it doesn't matter whether it's contrived or real. The prices of energy are going to go up, our living standards are going to go down, and they're going to blame it on Katrina and never let the American people know it was planned long ago as a vehicle of collapsing our economy and forcing us into the cashless society. I think that's what really is planned.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. I appreciate it, and I hope you have a good afternoon.
God bless you, and thank you so much. And you finish reading that book. It's a very, very important book.
I guarantee I will.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that's Larry calling from Paso Robles. And, of course, we're just about out of time here. But I really want people to understand that you're going to have to make preparations, all sorts of ways to protect yourself and protect your family. But in the final analysis, of course, that you're going to have to be on the right terms with the Lord. You have to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. For once to every nation comes the moment to decide. And that strife of truth with falsehood for the good or evil side. Then it is the brave man chooses, while the coward stands aside, until the multitudes make virtue of the faith they have denied. Though the cause of evil prospers, yet his truth alone is strong. Though a portion be the scaffold, and upon the throne be wrong. But that scaffold sways the future, for in the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. Those are the words of James Russell Lowell many years ago, talking about the crisis of slavery, but there's nothing different today. Only, of course, we're not talking about white black slavery, we're talking about slavery the entire world. And believe me, evil is on the throne. It's our job to speak out and stand strong for righteousness.
Help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaw's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaw's book, The Road to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw.
Soap. I mean real, hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company's been making triple concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You know, when I was growing up, my parents weren't worried about our education. We were taught the basics of math and English, science and history, the joy of art and music, and the need for sports. And our generation turned out leaders in every field. But as a parent today, I am concerned with my child's education. That's why I chose VHM Christian School. I know that at VHM, my children are getting a quality education with a biblical foundation. I'm not worried whether they'll be prepared. I know they are. VHM gives my children the tools to succeed and instills moral values. There are so many issues for me to be concerned about. I'm glad my children's education is not one of them. Won't you call VHM today? Your child is worth it. Call 475-4762. That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and as long as we were talking about finances, we really ought to suggest several of the books we carry, which I think are important. One of them is the book that Larry was reading called The Creature from Jekyll Island, which explains the charade of our financial system. It's all built upon debt. And when you go in to borrow money from the bank so you can, say, buy a house, they create the money out of nothing using your house as a liability for the money that they've created. It's a great scam. It works for a short period of time, but eventually, of course, you get irresponsible politicians, and they begin spending money without any sense of concern, and eventually the whole system collapses. For, as Aristotle had said, there's nothing wrong with paper money, as long as you have perfect authority and godlike wisdom in kings. So, The Creature from Jekyll Island, certainly Professor Sutton's book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, the book Gold for Survival, and another book by Professor Sutton, Gold for Investment, and then, of course, a little book, easy to read, but it's so prophetic. It was written over 150 years ago by Andrew Dickinson White, who was the dean of Cornell University, entitled Fiat Money Inflation in France. And you have to understand that what we're seeing is nothing new. Anytime you have artificial money being created and people don't have to work for it, you have a moral breakdown, and that's exactly what happened in France following the French Revolution. So, fiat money inflation in France, we have a great video called The Monopoly Men, called Phenomenon, The Monopoly Men. All of these are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. The Creature from Jekyll Island, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, Gold for Investment, Gold for Survival, Fiat Money Inflation in France, and or the video Phenomenon, The Money Men, Money Master. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. If you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it, or you get it with book, the video, and the audio tape for the Brotherhood of Darkness special at $29.95. We have a new four-tape set on statin drugs, and you should get that along with Shane Ellison's book on the statin drugs. That the book is only $9.95. You need to understand that they're poisoning the American people. And if you doubt that, why, you simply ask for a free copy of the page out of the physician's desk reference, which tells you that Crestor, this wonderful miracle drug, and in very, very fine print, they say this miracle drug has not been proven to influence cardiac morbidity or cardiac mortality. What they're talking about is either illness or death from drugs, but they use those big words and they bury them in there so that you'll never see it. But boy, if you ever want to complain, they say, look, it was right there. Why didn't you read it? It was right there, right in front of your eyes. It said, doesn't do a bit of good. We don't know it does any good, but, well, of course, we can tell you it does a lot of harm. And you have to understand that the statin drugs increase the incidence of cancer. They increase the dementia. They increase congestive heart failure because they limit CoQ10, which is essential for life. You need to get the facts. Shane Ellison's wonderful little book on statin drugs. Of course, you need to know how they're poisoning us with genetically modified foods. Why would anybody do that? Because there are people who hate God's highest creation, humanity. And when you understand that, you can understand why they're poisoning us, our children, with the vaccines, why they're poisoning the elderly with the influenza shots with a toxic dose of mercury in it, why they're allowing the mercury fillings, the most toxic substance in the world, they're putting in your mouth. And they know what it's doing, ladies and gentlemen. That's why Alzheimer's disease is going through the roof. And that's why cardiac disease is going through the roof. And people with progressive myocarditis, 22,000 times the normal level of mercury in their heart muscle. But you're not hearing about that. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for our leaders and ministers. But pray for Radio Liberty. And remember our meeting we're going to have on the 26th of March right here in the Central Coast of California, 26th of November. Hope you can make it.